Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Sloppy Joes.
Stop that. That's a 5 out of 10 energy. I want an 8 plus.
No, because it's too loud. You should hear.
Yeah, I know. I listened back to it, but you can
No, because I turned your volume
you need
down.
You need to be better on that, Ethan. Huh? You need to be better on right, our audio being right volume.
Welcome, everyone, to the Sloppy Joe's podcast. My name is Joe. That is Joe.
Yes, mate. How you doing?
Very good, mate. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right,
We're both dressed completely differently. You've got long jeans on, a jacket and a top. Shoes on. It is currently 28 degrees outside. I've got shorts on. I've took my socks off and I've got a nice top.
It's weird that you say you took your socks off when, cut back to the wide, pretty clear that you've got socks on there. So what you meant
is
you
took your shoes off.
Well, do you know I'm dressed like this, Joe?
Why?
Joe. Called you Jay.
Yeah?
Going to a film premiere, mate.
Can I just write? I need to speak to everyone.
No.
We got an email.
Thing you don't do is diss it.
We got an email that you two are far more excited about than I was, because I've been to a couple of these events before.
Have you, fuck?
For some reason, the Sloppy Joe's podcast was first on the list to go to their first ever Manchester event for the Mobos.
Yeah. You know the Mobos.
Music of Black Origin.
Yeah. Things, you know, and none of those words.
It's Ethan
us.
James.
How you doing, Ethan?
I'm very well, thank you.
Looking all dressed up. Right, first things first, Ethan. We're going straight there after this. Ethan, come round here.
Are you really excited?
Come round
this?
Here. Look what Ethan's wearing.
Are you really excited?
The dress code says
it?
Smart casual. Ethan looks like he's about to. I don't even know.
Can I say this? Oh my god!
Look at him.
What the hell?
Look at.
Are you
him.
Really? What
he's got
are
a trouser. Put your foot on the table. Foot on the table.
No, new shoes. Don't put on.
They're not new.
Don't stretch. Oh my god. Look at that. And they pull his groin.
Ethan, get back around.
What
there.
Do you two think this is?
This is the start of something big. Let me read this email.
This is from the Mobo.
Exclusive screening tonight for the film Nope, Jordan Peele's new film,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, been out 2 weeks.
I've never been to something like this where I feel like a celebrity,
you
right?
Know.
Okay, security will be on the premises for this screening event because they know Ethan kicks off. So it's clearly they clearly want us there because they know he's going to kick off. He's going to have two Budweisers. He's going to headbutt someone. Please note that a press photographer will also be present. We're famous.
No,
Joe, no, we're no, famous, no. mate.
You, honestly,
press photographers don't take pictures of nobodies. That's why I've got my new jacket. Ethan is way overdressed.
You're
but we absolutely
look,
love
both
it.
Both of you going to look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous.
Oh, I've come. My shirt's got a chevron on it, and we look ridiculous.
I've
look
been
like
to
a,
these events before,
no, yeah.
and you'll get there. You'll probably be the only ones there.
Well,
bar none.
Well, Jay's going.
Is Jay coming with you?
Jay's going. Stephen Anson's going. Adam McColl is going.
Are they?
Yeah. Interesting, isn't it? You didn't want a ticket. Now look at that face.
No,
cut to his camera.
I mean, so,
that is
no,
the face of a jealous man.
What I was thinking
man.
Of is, are we special at the Sloppy Joes? But no, is it just a generic invite for Paddock? And
can
all
I tell
that?
You something? We're all going. Not one of us got invited through Paddock. We got invited through Sloppy Joes.
Yeah.
Jay got invited through his podcast, so our kid. Steve got invited through his podcast. And Adam got invited through the kickoff, I think.
I don't believe you.
Well, I'm telling you. We didn't get invited through Paddock.
No, we got invited through Sloppy
right,
Joe.
So we are celebrities and we get to go to film premieres
well,
now.
Please,
nothing like this
it?
Has ever happened in my life. Yeah, we're going to film it and it's going to Patreon exclusive,
oh,
of course.
Nice.
Do you know what I mean? If you want
I'm
to see
excited the, for you.
You want to see Ethan at a film premiere that we have to turn up late to because Joe arrived late to the podcast, then check out our Patreon, yeah?
Oh, listen, you know I mean? First time I've ever been late, 16 episodes.
Yeah, usually
you've been late about 10 to 12.
Usually you turn up painfully early.
Do you know, like, turn up the time we
do
say.
You know, like the kid
you say, let's meet up at 5. I get there 5.
Do you know, like the
joke?
Go on, I've got a joke I want to say.
Confusing.
Do you know, like the kid who turns up first for the school trip? You get there, it's still dark, and little William's already there with his backpack on. He got dropped off by his dad because his dad's got a big job and has to be at work at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
That's you to this podcast.
Listen, am I 20 minutes late? Apologies.
20 minutes late.
You were all late last week. We were supposed to have a meeting and go for some beers.
Let's not get into that.
How
are you,
so
Joe?
Late.
How are you?
We couldn't have a meeting or beers.
We were working.
Ruined the night.
How are you?
Good.
Actually, me and Ethan went for some beers.
Where did you end up?
We ended up at the Port Street Tavern.
Yeah? Why? What's up?
I can't remember if that's what it's called. It's on Port Street, though.
How many
really
did you
good.
Have?
Just one.
Wild.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was a big night. Ethan had a yard of ale, though. Like, like he tends to do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like on... that's a callback.
Yeah. Go on then.
Right. Well, my week's been all right. I went to the boxing.
Did you?
In Sheffield. Glory Holes.
Pardon?
What? That was the after party. A place called Glory Holes.
What do you mean that was the after party? Who were you?
I'll give you one guess each. Quick fire. What do you think Glory Holes does?
Hot dogs.
Is that how you get fed?
Yeah, through the hole.
No one cut that. Oh, God. What was that? Is that how you...
No, it was me just popping it straight down.
Did you swallow it whole?
Yeah, I go like I'm in Looney Tunes. I get the hot dog with the bun in it, and I squeeze it, and then like Popeye, the hot dog fires up, comes down, and I go...
Was Popeye Looney Tunes?
Popeye wasn't... I'm not sure, actually. No. Anyway, he eats spinach, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. What are you talking about? You still throw so many things at me.
You
here.
Know Popeye loves spinach.
Oh, I know Popeye.
Right. Really, you look like Bluto, actually, from Popeye. That's a
Ethan,
compliment.
What do you think Glory Holes does?
Does it do drinks?
I mean, that's the boring answer,
one hell of a funny guess, that.
It's a mini golf place, but they have an upstairs function room. So we went to see a guy called Johnny Fisher. He's a boxer. I got invited. Yeah. It was great to support the guy. You knocked the guy out in the second round.
Did it?
So I went to Glory Holes.
Wow.
Great fun.
Was it?
Glory Holes.
What was the boxing like?
Boxing was all right. I saw one fight.
Why?
Well, there was
probably late.
There was a bar. No, yeah. We got there weirdly, really early. There was a bar.
Oh, you went the other way.
The VIP bar.
Have you ever been on time for anything?
Yeah, I was on time.
Or you ever always an hour and 45 early?
I got here at 5 and then you're like, oh, it's a bit too early this.
You got here at 20 to 5. Anyway, carry on.
Punctual. There was a free bar till 9 o'clock.
That's why you were.
Why would we go watch? Why would
you
I go?
Text me at one point in the night just saying, "Are you from Sheffield?" What were you saying? You know I'm not from Sheffield. I get a text from Jim McGrath saying, "Are you from Sheffield?"
Because I thought you were from Sheffield.
Were you? But you wanted some burgers.
Yep,
and the rest.
It was good fun. But what happened this week is more in line with what happened with my granny Una. My granny Una, what a woman. She's full of tales.
What a woman.
I'm every woman. It's all it be. There was the time my sister got a new car, and for the first time ever, my sister was giving my granny Una a lift.
Oh dear.
And for a bit of fun, a bit of banter, my grandma would call it, she wanted to bless the car, so she got some holy water out. And she thought she saw my sister pull up. So she ran outside and just blessed this white car by just throwing holy water on it. Yeah.
It
wasn't my sister's car.
Was
sister hasn't arrived yet. Just a randomer. Just a randomer sat in a car like that. Some mad woman's blessing it. Mad.
How do you make holy water?
You just get it from somewhere holy.
No, like you get normal water and you boil the devil out of it. You'll appreciate that one, Ethan. You went to religious school.
Yeah, I did.
Have you heard I bet you've heard all sorts of jokes.
Were you an altar boy somewhere, Ethan?
No, it was just a bit of a strict Christian school, Joe.
A strip one?
No, strict. Strip, that's Catholic, I think.
Okay, right. Moving on. What's coming up on the show today, Joe?
Well, hold on, I've got literally halfway through a story.
So the story ends with the person getting out of the car and battering your granny, does it? Surely that's the end of the story.
You said, what's your only week? And I was about to tell you, and then you went, what's going on with the show?
Okay, cool.
Your mind's still thinking about this fucking film premiere.
I can't wait. It's the red carpet.
You're getting an Uber down or something.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. Tell us about your granny.
He's such a dick. There was the time. So basically, what happened this week? Fucking, I feel like a bird in here telling about my week. Granny Una has a big tree in her back garden, and one of the branches fell down. And then it got in her head. The branch during the night fell down. It must have fallen down with such a force that it's knocked all of her ornaments off the side, and it's messed with her fire. Right. So she's...
Wait, where are these ornaments?
On the side near the windowsill.
Indoors?
Yeah, indoors.
Whoa!
This is Granny Una for you.
I thought it was garden ornaments.
She's losing her mind a little bit. So she's calling up panicking. She's thinking that more trees might fall down and the house might just tip over.
Is this like a modern chicken licking?
Well, let me tell you...
Do you think the world is falling down?
Let me tell you, my mum gets a call because she's losing her mind a bit. She's a bit sad because she keeps thinking any minute another branch might fall down and then might rock the house again. My mum gets there, it's clearly not the branch. Oh. She's like, well, how could it be? The branch wasn't that big. The force of it's not moving windows and making it fall over. My mum's inspecting a little bit more. Expect a gadget style thing. Do you want to take a guess?
What knocked the ornaments off?
Yeah.
Slugs?
Ethan, what knocked my granny Una's ornaments off?
The ghost?
It's nearly there. It's nearly. Well, it's not nearly there. There was a cat in her house, and she didn't know.
What? Permanently?
There was a cat. It's been living there for about 3 or 4 days. It couldn't get out. So the cat in like sort of, it could be the ghost of Ethan's cat maybe, but the cat has just been living in the house wanting to get out, and in sort of protest has been flicking the ornaments off the side.
What's it been eating?
So then my mum was in the house, they knew there's a cat upstairs.
Oh no.
And they had to find it. And they did, it was in a wardrobe, and just sort of leapt out. And then just they chased it out the house.
So your nan's been basically holding a cat hostage. For four days.
So, I bet someone's on a Facebook group somewhere going, have you seen Twinkie?
He said, no. No, the ornaments are fucked.
Well, yeah. Wow. What have you been up to this week?
Nothing as fun as that.
Nothing.
I've not been up to a lot, really.
Ethan?
What have I been up to this week?
Every time.
bit of work. I had a bit of a day off today, so enjoy.
What do you like to do on your day off? Like, what time did you get up this morning?
I got up around 10 o'clock. Sometimes I just don't know what to do on a day off. I hate it when there's no tasks in front of me. I go a bit bananas. I walk around the house quite a lot.
Naked?
No. Just boxers and my socks.
Have you and your new flatmate ever like accidentally caught each other in the nude? Yeah.
No, not yet. Adam's been away for a couple of weeks, so I've been home alone.
Have you? I bet it's exactly like Home Alone as well.
Yeah.
He's put loads of like ornaments next to the window. Yeah. He's painted the stairs with black paint. He's got an iron hanging above it, and it's all tripping.
He's had a wank
over.
In the kitchen.
He's had a wank in the ice.
Have
tray.
You had a wank in the kitchen yet?
No.
Have you had one in his bed?
Yeah, listen.
I haven't.
Where have you? Have you had one in the front room, the living room?
Not in the Brita filter.
Where have you?
Just no. No, I haven't.
What about the living room?
The bread bin?
Well, it's all like one room, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the way you do it, smearing it around
everywhere. Well, that's disgusting.
Yeah, so, I like Ethan's... Jesus Christ. That's not icing.
Disgusting.
Talk me through... I like Ethan's diaries. Oh, God. So you wake up, quick wank in the kitchen, then what's for breakfast or lunch?
Well, you know what's for breakfast.
What?
So he does it in the kitchen. Toast pops up.
Scrambled. Oh, God. What's happening now? Sorry. Where are we? What's going on?
You asking what I had for like breakfast, I think.
Ah, there's a cat. Yeah, what did you have for breakfast? Sorry.
I had it's an ice lolly. I think it's called like a toffee something. A bit of chocolate on the outside.
What,
toffee
for breakfast, really?
Yeah, but I also actually cooked last night, which was good.
Oh, getting ready for Come Dine With Me, which Ethan's going to host. What was on the menu?
For the Come Dine With Me offer.
No, for yourself. It's not well, you see, save it as a surprise.
I've not very good at looking after myself recently. There's been far too many fast foods. So I was talking to Baggers at work who's inspired me and told me to make stir fry, but it ended up becoming a curry halfway through.
How does a stir fry become a curry?
Well, I decided...
You don't put bean sprouts in a curry.
Well, I guess it was more of a story or something.
Yeah, a stir-fry.
Yeah,
storage.
Because it was like the stir-fry veg, and then I just got like a thick curry sauce, a Chinese curry sauce, whacked that in there.
Sounds lovely. Yeah. How was it?
Yeah, you know what? It was one of the best things I've ever made.
Oh, I love that. And one of the best things we've ever made is this podcast.
Yeah, do you want to say anything about your week? You got anything to add?
I kind of did my bit at the start.
What, you got a new jacket?
Yeah, my week is that I'm going to a film premiere tonight.
Is that it?
Oh, sorry, my nan had a cat. What do you want me to do? Invent some of it.
No, what did you get up to last night? Last night,
shot and killed 40 of the world's most dangerous paedophiles.
I saw it on your girlfriend's Instagram. You had another birthday celebration last night. Do you know what I want to bring up, actually? Do you know what I want to bring up? Cheek. I'm saying, oh, this is his 112th celebration or something like that. Yeah. How many have me and Ethan been invited to?
Can I ask you a question, Joe?
What?
2 weeks ago...
Oh! No!
When I came back from Melbourne and Bangkok, you told me you got me a birthday present. I bought you a hamper full of the finest delicacies B&M Bargains can muster, right?
Why haven't you ever messaged me before I leave the house?
We went out for birthday drinks last week after the podcast.
No, that wasn't birthday
You went home.
That wasn't birthday drinks.
Right. So don't, you know, I went out for some, I had some, another birthday celebration.
Why aren't me and Ethan invited ever?
You are.
We weren't invited.
You're invited?
What, when was the last time? When was the last time we were invited?
Bring me those gifts and we'll see what gets you an invite.
I can't believe it. Ethan, are you feeling upset?
Well, I never really get invited to anything, Drew.
You came out for drink last
you
week.
You got invited to my birthday as well.
I was not.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't.
He was?
What's coming up on the show?
Stop saying what's coming up on the show.
Tell us then!
Well, the 9 out of 10 club's next, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then we'll ask Ethan, then we'll bring something up forward called the Parents' Evening, which we might have to save till next week, but we'll get your suggestions again. Anyway, so, right, are we all friends?
I'm big mates with all of you.
Ethan, you come to... You come, oh.
What? What's going on?
Can we come to your birthday?
What birthday?
I haven't had so many parties.
No, I haven't had
you
parties.
You were gloating last night on Instagram.
No, I haven't had parties.
You were gloating. What did you do last
First
night?
Of all,
what did
I you do last glowing. Night? Let's that see wasn't on Ethan. My Instagram.
What did you do last night to see if me and Ethan could have gone?
Went for a meal at my girlfriend's friend's house.
I fucking love meals.
Yeah. Yeah, that's maybe why I didn't invite you.
What did you have?
A veggie lasagna.
Oh, fucking.
Not that one. Are we cutting this?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Did I turn that one off?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's how?
Because it's an LG remote. You got to point
LG,
it at that one.
Liam Gallagher.
Let's turn it off. Right, we'll cut this.
Yeah, no, this is a.
Wait, right, ready?
They're all in shop.
Oh Christ!
Can you move those?
Were we on the wide?
Right. Okay. Are you ready, Ethan?
Yes, true.
It's time for the 9 out of 10 club. Now we've got to adjust the stick that I got for tomato soup.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't necessary.
What, from us?
No, from the listeners.
The viewers, yeah. They agreed with me that it was lazy. And it follows a trend of lazy 9 out of 10 clubs from you that recently, Joe.
Oh, again.
Sorry.
Everyone's fucking back here.
Only one time have I slipped up.
You bought butter.
Yeah.
The minute I bring a bottle of water or a glass of water, because Ethan didn't bring anything back from Ayanapa.
Yeah.
I got slated.
You didn't come in with a Heinz tomato soup because you couldn't bring in the thing you wanted to bring.
Wait till that comes, you'll be stunned.
But this week it is Ethan with the 9 out of 10 club. Here he is, bringing in something that he believes is 9 out of 10. Will it go in the club? Will it stay out of the club? It's up for us to decide. We all have to agree. And Ethan, give us... What Ethan likes to do is... He likes to give us the backstory.
Yeah.
He likes to present us with his food at the end of a lovely tale about why it's so important to him. So, Ethan James, take it away.
Hello, listeners. This is my 9 out of 10 club suggestion. So, as you all know, I love sugar. I love sugary things.
Sugar.
I was hoping for a savoury snack, mate.
I love sugar. That's not even a thing.
Sugar's a thing.
Sweets are a thing.
Oh, right.
But sugar, like, good. Do you know him from Men in Black, where he just wants sugar water because he's
an sugar?
Alien? Yeah. Go on, Ethan, sorry. You love sugar.
I love sugar and I love sweets. But what if you could celebrate the sugary bit even a little bit more and combine that
really
with a sweet?
I know what this is. Is it a dib dab?
Let him finish.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a dip dab.
A dib dab, he knows! How did you know? How did you know that?
Because he's just talking about, I knew it was going to be some sort of sherbet. How can we share a dib dab?
That's true, actually.
Well, I brought three separate.
You can dip my dab.
Dip
get
my
over
dab,
it.
Dippy dip dab. A dip dab.
That's bold, that. Did you read the comments that I got last week? Listen, most of the people hate that we don't take our own features.
It annoys me, actually. I want to talk to you about that, Ethan.
What do you mean it annoys you?
It annoys me that Ethan is so political. Genuinely, he's ruining the sanctity of the 9 out of 10 club with his own.
For the audio
agenda.
Listeners, we've just all been given a dib dab.
A dip dab.
Dip. Oh, sorry.
I know. I thought it was dib as well. You can't dip before you've dipped. So a dip dab, for anyone who doesn't
know,
is a sort of it's basically a strawberry lolly in a sherbet mess. Jesus. Joe's.
Christ.
Oh, it's like the boxing all over again. And you dip the lolly. You dip the lolly into the sherbet. And you get it out there. Get it to my camera. And then you
oh my
like
god.
That.
Oh no, that's too much, Joe, you know. That's way too much. Are you okay? Joe currently did the world's biggest dib-a-da-dab. And now he's fucked. Ethan, can you kind of do the same, please? Can you match him in a way?
I'll just open up my dib-a-dab. I quite like putting my sherbet into a big bowl and then sometimes just having a bit
just
of a drink.
Culling a couple of...
This is quite a big one.
I see it not bigger than that.
Mm. More.
Yeah, we need more than that. Oh, my God. Cut on Joe quick for the other listeners. He's got such a big Dib. Oh my God.
I can beat that.
Go on then. Fucking hell, we're showing off here. Audio listeners, I'll tell you if Ethan can beat that. Let's see how big he gets it.
Wow.
Oh, he's dibbed up, not his.
Oh, Christ. Oh, it's all over my nice clothes.
It's all over his premiere clothes.
His nice
he's got
clothes.
He's got some checkered trousers that are absolutely drenched in a sort of molten.
Come on, do a bigger
sherbet
than that.
Infusion.
Oh. Last one each, then we got to talk about
getting
this.
Getting the right amount of saliva on it for the.
Oh, God, that's a disgusting way
to do it. Is that a good effort?
Mm-hmm.
Mmm. Brilliant.
Right.
Christ almighty, this is pain.
Here's what I want to say.
Oh.
The last 40 seconds to a minute that we've had these dip dabs in front of us has been the most joyful, carefree moments in the history of this podcast.
No, do you think?
Go on, see who can get the most on their dip down. Oh, I spilled mine down, mate. Oh, go on, get it. Try it. Go on. I love them. These are great things. I remember this. That's got to count for something.
It does. All right.
It? In terms of joy, Ethan was talking about vibe of the room last week in what was only, I can only describe as
that was crazy. Do you regret what you said last week, Ethan?
No, do you regret bringing it in, Drew?
No, I don't.
It was mine that you said vibe of the room about, actually.
Yeah, it was Cheetos.
Anyway, we're talking about the vibe of the room. The vibe of the room has gone through the roof since these dip dabs came out. We're all laughing. We're joking. You're a bit of a klutz with your dip dab going down you, and it was all cute and funny. The problem is the quality itself. If this was the vibe out of 10 club, like Ethan tried to introduce in some sort of coup a couple of weeks ago,
yeah,
then these are a 10. The vibe is unmatched. We just had a great little...
I think you're bigging up the vibe more than it actually was.
Yeah, the vibe is great.
I just...
But in terms of the 9 out of 10 club,
spilt some down,
I'm afraid they're just a 6 or a 7. They're not a 9, are they?
No, Joe, you can't. You've got to wait for the build up.
They're not in.
Ethan, this is political now, isn't it? Maybe we need to go back to the 2 out of 3, I have to say yeah.
Why do you think that's political?
Because you've not even let me or Ethan have our say yet, and you've already ruled it out. The feature's done. We might as well do Agony Bants.
You took me through your idea then. Well, I'll finish off this dip dab that I'm really enjoying.
All right, then did you take it back?
I don't take it back, no, but I want to hear what you have to say.
Ethan, what do you think is in a dip dab?
Just laughter and joy, probably.
Oh, okay, no, there's citric acid. there's a couple of flavourings in there. It does make you wonder, doesn't it? There's no artificial colours, though.
Hang on a sec.
What?
Man, I've got the ingredients on it.
On the corner, top corner.
Oh, I've ripped that bit off.
Yeah, to be fair, I think that's why they put it there, because I've ripped most of them off as well. They want you to rip it off.
Yeah. So tell me, what do you think to it then? I know you've admonished the way I've gone about this, but tell me what you genuinely think of the difference.
Well, I can see Ethan's point. If this was something you did in your childhood that was fun, then yeah, I understand, because that's why I brought the tomato soup in. Because I did that in my childhood and it was fun. What are you laughing at?
That's your childhood memory, Heinz tomato soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking love tomorrow. What are you talking about, you?
Dickhead.
Joe, man, you're going to be fucked after this. Nope. They're all going to be like, Christ. Well, that was one final point from you, Ethan, before we go.
You haven't said out yet.
I don't know what to say, if I'm honest. A dip dab, well, right?
All right.
Considering we were going down the route of hot food, right?
Yeah.
You've brought the mood so far down.
What?
No one likes...
We just talked about the vibe and how happy we are, and you're saying that you've been brought down.
No, the quality of that. It's just not there, is it, Ethan?
Ethan, explain.
Do you know what? Sorry. I can't be arsed. I'm the one who checks the emails, and I'm going to get so much fucking abuse.
For being nasty to Ethan?
No, for the 9 out of 10 club. People like that. Kind of.
Sorry, but just to go back to Drew Smith, obviously. He was, I was hampered for not talking about the flavour of the product of the Cheetos. Mm. Not once has the strawberry lolly been mentioned.
I mentioned the taste of it.
Not once has the joy of the sherbet on your taste buds has been described. It's just been about the actions that have happened, which are all nice and positive, but isn't that everything you stand against?
Oh! You're being questioned. Your morals, your integrity, Joe, are being questioned on the pod.
Here's what I have to say about that.
Yeah.
Roll the tapes.
I'm not editing nothing.
I mentioned... No, I'm just saying...
Oh, right.
Bloody hell. I mentioned the vibe, how fun it was, the joy in the room. I mentioned all that. But I also said the quality of the food is not there. Something you failed to ever address in your, you know, ridiculing of my Flaming Hot Cheetos with jalapeno. Okay? I said the quality wasn't there. The quality is a 6 out of 10. And that's why I said it, right? I didn't go into the finer details because you brought in sugar and sugar. Do you know what I mean? Sugar and flavoured
right,
sugar.
Let's just, right, we all know we're not. It's not going in, Ethan. Sorry, mate.
It's only 50 pence as well, by the way.
That's
so
good, actually. 9 out of 10. It's back.
Give me them free. Hold on. When was the last time you bought a dib dab? Like, just off your own free will, Ethan.
Well, probably last week.
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah. I love a dib dab, yeah. Tesco Express around the corner.
All right. When was the last time you bought one?
Oh, 2001.
Oh, so far.
Oh, I can't even... Yeah. Before the 2002 Japan and Korea World Cup. Certainly before Brown, yeah.
Anyway, sorry, Ethan. Well, who's it back to next week? You?
Yeah, it's me next week.
The weeks go by, don't they, quick?
Yeah, they do.
We'll run out of food soon.
Yeah, probably. No, not with dip dabs. If we're sinking as low as dip dabs, the available amount of food has just gone up a thousand.
Right, you've gone from steak bakes to dip dabs.
Listen. I promise the next thing that I bring in, I want to rival the joy that Max Smith brought onto podcast. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think we should all try and match that.
I swear to God.
You brought a packet of crisps. You went to Australia, right? And you brought a packet of crisps back that you bought from the local shop.
Do you want to bring up the Wonder Bar?
At least mine said Wonder on it.
Mine said jalapeno on it. Right. What's next, Joe?
True or false? Did you bring that back from Australia? True or false? You didn't, did
you? What are you asking me?
Did you actually bring that back from Australia? True or false? Look down the camera there.
Did I bring what?
The Cheetos. The Cheetos jalapeno. You didn't, did you? Went and bought them in another shop.
No.
Tell the truth.
Australia.
Can you believe that, Ethan? He actually bought it from England. You're so bad. I snuck mine over.
Australia. Australia.
He went to one of those American shops, didn't you, and just bought some Cheetos.
Australia.
Oh, that's unbelievable. Right, okay. Guys, we have got a sponsor.
Sponsor,
we love
the show.
A sponsor. Now listen, they are the wonderful people at Armstrong's Projects. They were established in 2016 and are a UK-based construction specialist. They are predominantly in the Northwest, and Armstrong's Projects... expertise in construction from a wide variety of sectors.
It's good,
Joe.
It is
we
great,
love
isn't it?
A construction.
The thing is, yeah, they've got a responsible team and they guarantee comprehensive turnkey construction service, Joe.
I love big words.
You do, along with their partner design teams and healthy database of approved supply chain partners. Services can be individually tailored.
And you can get your services individually tailored
to meet clients' specific requirements, ensuring the expectations of quality, program and budgets are all met.
Their team have experience in various building projects with values ranging from up to £5 million across a large variety of sectors, Joe.
Honestly, just being honest for a second, that's a lot of value.
That is a lot of value.
They can handle the big stuff.
They could build us a Sloppy Joe's bar.
A Sloppy Joe's bunker. Imagine that.
Oh, my God.
When the end of the universe comes.
And we can get a Sloppy... Oh, God. Can I have a top bunk?
We'll argue about that later on. Okay, and as with people, so with places, Joe.
Yeah? They've got a good slogan.
They have.
What's the slogan?
We care, we communicate, we deliver.
Yes, they are a team of professionals who take pride in doing more for their clients, bringing a comprehensive devotion to customer service throughout. And if you want to find out more about Armstrong's Projects,
honestly,
the wonderful people who are helping Sloppy Joe's keep on going, it's www.armstrongs-uk.com. That'll be on the screen here.
It's also in the description, so check them out. Like I said, they're helping out the podcast. They're great guys over at Armstrong's Projects. Check them out. Link in the description. Thank you very much, Armstrong's Projects.
Burning sensation, this is called. Mrs. Agony Bants. Agony Bants.
Agony Bants.
Agony Bants.
Agony Bants.
Yeah. Jimmy F says, please keep it anonymous. Oh.
Well, first of all, where can people email in? And what is the feature?
The feature is we solve your problems. SloppyJoesPodcast@gmail.com. Please get in all your queries, your questions that me and Joe can solve. We just have one today. This is from Anonymous. Name, please.
Jefferson.
Jefferson.
Love that.
Hi, guys. I really need your advice. I was on a stag do 2 weeks ago. I got way too drunk and made a huge mistake.
Oh, no.
Without going into too much detail, I ended up back with a lady to her hotel room. No. And you can imagine the rest. What's the rest, Ethan? Probably making that sound, to be fair. Once I came back to the UK, I started to get a burning sensation.
Oh, you know what
my
that
girlfriend
is love. What?
My girlfriend has also complained that she's having a burning sensation down there too. Now I'm worried I'm passing something on to my girlfriend. What do I do? Do I confess everything? Or should I turn the tables and accuse her of cheating? Ah! How is that an option? What? Mate, you can't turn the tables. You've just come back from Benidorm.
Yeah.
She's had a week wherever you live.
So I can't get my head around this. How... How has he not mentioned his girlfriend until after he's mentioned the business?
Yeah.
Well, very well written in terms of revealing the fact that you've given your girlfriend gonorrhea.
Can gonorrhea go away, Ethan?
Not until like 20 years or something, I don't think. It lasts in you, sorry. Like, oh, until you discover it.
Have
it
you
lasts
just made a year. That up? He said 20 years.
Sorry, it's like that? It's not like when you swallow chewing gum.
It can go hidden for like 20 years, can't it? Unless this is just... is this gonorrhea?
He's losing his mind. What are you talking about?
How did it end with? Is this gonna like he's looking at his own genitals?
That's new merch, isn't it?
I'm hoping this is going to go away in 20 years.
Need that in a t-shirt. Is this gonorrhea?
Is this gonorrhea with an arrow pointed out to his absolutely blistered genitals?
So you think gonorrhea can just hide for 20 years, then pop back up?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Is that? Yeah. I think that's herpes.
Fucking hell!
Isn't that herpes?
How many have you had, Ethan?
Well, he's still got it. He's got another 18 years left.
Like a life sentence. Yeah.
It's like 7 years bad luck. There's no point getting the antibiotics. Just wait the 20 years and it goes away itself.
Wow.
True?
True.
I don't know if it does go away. I think it can just like harvest in you for that long.
Harvest.
Is that the right word?
We might have to genuinely have a thing here saying this man knows nothing about medicine.
Oh, yeah, because we can't give out medical advice, can we?
You've got two options, and what neither of them is blame your girlfriend.
Excuse me.
Although that is almost hilarious in its, despotism.
That's a big word.
I don't even know if it is a word. Option number one is you admit what you did. Option number two, you hire a doctor to tell you what you want to hear. Now, I know just the man.
Ethan James. Be a great patient exclusive. Really? That.
You go around to his house.
You look at knobs like embarrassing bodies.
Yeah, you go around to his house and you go, well, here's the thing, it can harvest in you for 20 years.
Yeah.
We could have never tracked it. It's probably only it's been dormant for so long, you probably got it when you were younger. It's not your fault, mate. Even if you'd have been tested, you'd never have found it. That's what you're going to have to do. Would you be willing to do that for our patron? I'm not a patron, it's just a listener.
I'll do anything for the... listeners, Drew.
Hey.
Wow.
Right, well, that's so.
You know what I mean?
Listen, I say you got to get it diagnosed and tell her.
Tell her that you cheated on her.
Oh, yeah, that's rough, that, isn't it?
Yeah, but you should.
Yeah, and clearly, if you cheat on her, you don't love her. It's not going to last, is it?
Probably not.
Benidorm will come again.
That's true.
You might come again. Hey, bit of a laugh.
Coming and going.
Before we move on, I want to make sure you keep getting your raggedy bants in. But also, we're going to start a thing next week called Parents Evening. Mm. It's essentially you giving us a school report about how you think me, Joe, and Ethan have done over the last 17
I'm
episodes.
So worried about this. I don't know if my ego can handle this.
So I will be presenting the Parents Evening, or maybe we can all do a couple of emails each. Please, sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. What do you think my performance has been? Really fun. How do you think Joe's has been? How do you think Ethan's has been?
Supper.
And then just get involved and we'll read it out like a school report. So, sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com.
Great.
Now it's time for Joe versus Joe.
Dun, 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 dun.
I've lost that music. I don't know where it's gone.
Oh, you've had it again.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
You got to find it. Look for it.
The question's better this week. People are saying I'm a sore loser.
Oh, Joe, you are a sore loser. It has been a theme of every single week. And for a man that, you know, you'll be the first to admit this, very little knowledge.
Of what?
Earth.
I think this is my week.
You get really upset to say how little you revise.
Well, we can't revise on Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, you could have revised on, you know, some of the other things.
But even though he's alive.
On the Snow Patrol.
Shut up.
Right. So you are a sore loser.
No. Fuck off.
There you go, sums it up. Ethan, question master, 5 questions for me and Joe. See who gets the most right.
What is Joe versus Joe as well, Ethan?
What is Drew versus Drew? It's when Drew and Joe go up against each other in a round of knowledge, and whoever loses at the end of the series will face a very harsh punishment.
Someone said the punishment is my favourite one because it could also be funny. You've got to spend 24 hours in a Mackey's.
Yeah, I'll do that. Fuck it.
With Ethan.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, I'll do it. My little McNugget. That's what I call him. Right. Let's get into it.
Jesus. Right. Is there a theme this week, Ethan?
There is a theme. Are you all right with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
We're not going to storm off the set or anything, are we?
Didn't storm off, was he?
Question one.
What is the theme?
What's the theme?
Question one on Sloppy Joe's the food.
Oh.
Okay. Like it.
We can do that.
Relates to the podcast.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Question one. What state does the Sloppy Joe originate from?
Right, should we write them down? Or what?
Just say it. I believe you. Don't change your answer after you've come up with it.
Okay. Texas.
Nice. That's really nice. I wish I'd have had a chance to say that.
Well, you could.
I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking.
Well, hold on.
Come on. Okay, the one I was thinking? Is that what you want to know?
Missouri.
The answer is Iowa.
All right, never mind.
No points for either of us. What I love is questions that are almost impossible to know, and then there's no sort of fallback on.
The next question is, what 2 sauces are used in Sloppy Joe's? I don't know how you just want to do this.
Should we just write it down?
Go on.
Sauces to make the...
Watch you're, him on that
no,
laptop.
No, shut up. How could I be Googling? Right, I'm going to write down my...
What are you doing? All right, you're writing on your phone. All right, okay.
Right. Done.
Yeah, done.
The answer...
No, we have to give our answers first.
You go first this time, I went first last time.
I think it's ketchup and Worcester sauce.
Oh my God, I've done the same. Tomato sauce, Worcester sauce.
Ethan?
You're correct. Yeah,
yes.
Well done.
1-1. It's good when we get it both.
Dum-dum-dum-dum.
1-1.
Oh, yeah.
Question 3. Name one of the 2 definitions for Sloppy Joe's.
Name the definition. Like, what is the definition?
So, like, where did it come from? What's the definition
for
it?
What do you mean, where did it come from? And the definition is the 2 different things, isn't it?
Yeah. Etymology and definition aren't the same thing.
So, you want to know where it came from, or do you want to know what it is?
I want to know.
The origin or the definition?
The early definition of the term.
Okay.
So the food?
Yes.
Not the podcast.
Well...
Right, well, let's just write down our answers and you can give it to who's closest. I've just gone for... What have you gone for? I've gone for a minced meat sandwich.
I've gone for a minced beef sandwich with ketchup and onions.
The answer is a cheap restaurant or a lunch counter serving cheap food quickly or a type of casual clothing.
Oh, well, that's a good job you explained the question. Right, wasn't it? Okay, now.
Question 3! It's 1-1!
Question 4. We're flying through
them. Oh, shit.
We're out soon.
What decade were Sloppy Joe's first produced in cans?
In cans?
Yeah.
In France?
No,
bit of a laugh there for that.
Oh, I've been to loads of film premieres, mate. Probably been to fucking Cannes Film Festival.
Oh, this is tricky. What are we going for?
60s.
Oh, it's 60s as well.
What is it? What's the answer?
That's just the 60s.
Oh, God. It's a stalemate. We've got one left.
One more.
A decider.
It's 2-2. Oh, my God. It all comes down to this. This is actually... You know what, Ethan? Fair play,
it's
mate.
It's been good, this. It's been good,
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
True or false?
Oh, well, this is a hard one.
Go on.
The inventor of the Sloppy Joes was called Joe.
The inventor?
Yes. Of the food.
What have you gone for?
False.
I've gone for false as well.
Have you?
It's true.
Oh,
we should have known. Oh. I thought it might be named after the person that it was
so
made
I,
for.
So did I.
Right, what's the tiebreaker question?
Yeah, a kook in the 1930s.
He was a kook.
He was a kook.
People have sex.
So have we got a tiebreaker then?
I don't, but I can quickly cut one in if you want.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, so the decider to the nearest. What is the
to the nearest what? Sorry. You didn't finish the sentence there.
To the nearest killer calories.
Killer calories? What are you talking about, killer calories?
What's the average number of calories per serving of Sloppy Joes?
That's a good question. So is that bread included?
Yeah, so the image here, yeah, it's the bread included, yes.
Okay. Is this for one sandwich?
Yes.
Okay.
Right, I'll put my...
You've written yours down.
1 second. Done.
Okay, I'll go first.
Yeah.
So I'd have 500.
Oh, I've gone 600.
There's a winner, obviously.
Oh, God.
And the winner, because the answer is 634, is Joe McGrath.
Come on.
Joe.
Yes.
Well done.
Thank
one,
you.
One. It's 1-1 this series.
He gets heated up now, see?
Like it.
Who has to spend 24 hours in a McDonald's? Let's find out.
That's going to be rough, that, isn't it?
It's
full day out. I don't know, can't believe we disagreed to that. You agreed to it. I might take a second.
It's also quite sad that I have to join you on this forfeit as well. When I've done nothing wrong.
Yeah, you get handcuffed to whoever goes in there. That'll be fun, won't it?
It will be fun. Do we have a couple of Ask Ethans? I've got an Ask Ethan as well.
Go on.
Oh, no, actually, I can't read that one up. Sorry. Just remembered what it was.
Ethan, did you have any hobbies growing up?
Hobbies? Done some co-curricular things, Drew, such as like...
What's co-curricular stuff? Is that stuff you do with teachers because you ain't got any mates?
No, just to make me be more of a well-rounded person, such as drama and the Scouts.
Right.
Do you do Scouts?
No, I didn't.
What's the other one called? It's called like the Wanderers or something.
The Wanderers?
Where they just go out and they like set fire to stuff and like do weird stuff.
The Explorers.
Explorers.
Nah, I'm
you've
not
got a real Explorers vibe.
Do you think my mother could be asked for taking me to anything like that?
Really?
Yeah.
What do they do? Just drop me for the lake.
Just chilled out.
Drop me for a skip.
What would you do in the Scouts?
We'd learn how to make fires. We'd celebrate Burns Night. We'd go camping. We'd
firework theme then, heavy, yeah. Celebrate Burns Night.
I'll be honest, the Scouts fucking love fire.
Really, don't they?
Fire nights. We did like a fire thing once. Yeah. We learned how to fire.
Then we celebrated fireworks.
We did fireworks. Set someone on fire once.
Did you ever have any like romances in Scouts?
Well, apart from the Arkayla.
Go on, what's Arkayla?
No, I'm joking. That was a joke because people often say the leaders of Scouts are a bit questionable. But
was the leader of your Scout troop questionable?
No,
it was his dad.
Lovely guy. That was just a little joke. I don't want to cause any defamation.
He was little.
When you say it was a little joke, is that what he said? Is that, that was
how
little,
tall is
don't
he?
Don't tell him about that.
It was, I think about 6 foot.
Oh, massive cock.
Question two. How old were you when you lost your virginity? Not including the Scouts.
I was 18.
Good lad.
18.
Anything dramatic happen? Or was it all right? In and out job?
That tends to be what happens.
I broke my signed shirt, United football shirt. Did mine.
You broke a shirt? When you say you broke a shirt, you mean you ripped through it?
I had a signed... 2008 United shirt in my room,
right.
And the excitement took over, and I've jumped on the bed where I've kicked the shirt, and it's shattered everywhere because it was framed.
Jumped on the bed.
Yeah, you do. You're excited,
kind of
aren't
moves
you?
Were you doing?
Go down, innit, Ethan?
Go on, Ethan. What happened? Anything good? Anything bad?
Can you wink?
That was a
audio listeners. All right, nice.
Yeah. What was the question? Sorry,
anything
Drew.
Good happen? Anything bad happen? Anything noteworthy
during the intercourse?
Oof. Yeah, that sounded weird, didn't it?
It did. Yeah.
Yeah, during intercourse.
No, it was just my mum listens to this podcast. It was fine.
Was it not fine?
No, it was.
When you say your mum listens to your podcast, she knows you've done that.
I've not explained the experience to her.
Yeah,
I don't really want to do it by
time.
We all got to know.
Where were you? Were you at yours?
I was at university accommodation.
Nice.
It's good that, isn't it?
Did you have a couple of drinks or was it sober?
I had a couple of drinks.
Nice. I think, Joel, you should tell us a bit about yours.
My first time was on a fold-out sofa bed.
Crikey.
In the middle of my parents' house.
What?
Quarter past 11. The year
finished at 17 minutes past.
Quarter past 11, 17 minutes past. Yeah, by 17 minutes past, we both had a lovely iced
cigarette.
Tea. A cigarette and an iced tea in bed. Yeah, I was 17 years old. I took a little bit longer than some of my friends. I'm not going to lie to you about that. But what I will say is it was absolutely...
At the age of 18, you said it took you a while.
It was absolutely textbook intercourse from start to finish. What about yours?
Brexit. Just said, brought the Tevez's...
Yeah, but that was surely beforehand.
Yeah, well, it ruins the moment, doesn't it, I guess.
How old were you?
Still did it, though.
I was 17.
Lucky for us. We've got us three late bloomers, hey? All sat around the table together.
Is that late? Is that... Nah, it's already legal by 16.
Yeah, but you know how it goes, don't
it? Oh, you were waiting for the law, were you? Yeah, fucking too right.
I like the law.
Ethan, what's your favourite smell?
I'm sure we've done this one.
Yeah, and it was the smell of dinner when it's nearly ready. Yeah.
You need to keep an eye on Ask Ethan. Can I ask one last one then?
What's your least favourite smell?
Ooh. I don't want to say Drew McGraw.
You don't have to.
Because he'll get upset.
I'd probably say least favourite. like the smell of wet dog.
Oh, no, not wet dog. Your virginity must have been a nightmare.
Right, that's terrible. That's...
Go on, what you got, Ethan?
Right, this is asking for the final question of the day. Ethan, if there was a cash prize up for grabs, how many entire meal deals, including drinks, do you think you could eat in one sitting, say over a 2-hour period?
How many meal deals?
You're talking sandwich, drink, crisps.
Yeah. And just repeat.
Repeat over 2 hours.
For the sake of variety, you could maybe get the sort of protein egg pot.
You just got to fit the meal
there's
deal.
A samosa, there's a little pot with some chili jam and some cocktail sausages.
That's a good point.
Scotch egg.
Yeah, you have to do it tactically. I think if I didn't have too much dairy, obviously I'm a bit... I think I might be celiac and a bit
lactose
intolerant, so I don't want to be too bloated, so I need to be wise. Maybe some wholemeal bread. I'm going to say... I could give a good effort. I could do maybe six meal deals for the cash prize.
No way could
Patreon
you eat six
exclusive.
Patreon exclusive. Ethan's gonna eat six meal deals. That is coming up on our Patreon. Ethan eats as many meal deals as he possibly can in 1 hour.
Right, guys, let's get you gone to the Mobos. Enjoy it.
Honestly, I've never been to
fly
a film premiere
before. Sloppy Joe's flag high.
Will do.
Take loads of great pictures. Film some if you can. And that should be on our Patreon. But listen, that's been the Sloppy Joe's podcast. Please go join our Patreon. Or just leave us a little like and a sub on the channel. It's been great to have you with us. I've been Joe McGraw.
I've been Joe Smith.
He's been Ethan. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.